Hello and welcome to the Android Guys podcast. My name is Scott. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
See, I tried to set you up and you pitched it right back to me. Same thing every week.
It is.
Doing well. I'm doing well, too. Anyways, so today's topic is not anything particularly new. It's something that, you know, we focused on for the last, 5 to 7 years. We've seen the industry shape change, evolve over time to kind of lend itself to this discussion, at least here in the United States. Overseas, yeah. It's a completely different topic. We are going to discuss unlocked smartphones and some of the features and drawbacks and benefits and what you might need to know about them, and just kind of educate listeners about the unlocked smartphone space.
I think this is a much better topic now in, 2019, even 2018, as carriers have changed. I think this is a lot more relevant than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
It would have been harder to have the discussion or to get people to understand, kind of open that door and say, hey, listen, this is, it's come from, I think partially when T-Mobile did away with carrier contracts. I think that was kind of a tipping point. Maybe backing up a few years before that, when Google had the Nexus One and said, hey, we want to offer our phone direct to consumers through our website. We kind of did that for, the better part of a year or so. And then they kind of changed and said, we're not going to do that. And they kind of scrapped that. And then, as the Nexus line evolved, and then now we have the Pixel line, yeah. Consumers are much more tech savvy, literate, understand technology. I think that people largely can buy a device now based off of specifications, or I've already owned this particular model and I'm ready to upgrade. You don't have to educate them. You just say, here's what's
next. Which phone, what I really need.
Yeah,
kind of people have found a comfort in either a series of a phone or a brand. It's much easier now that there's already been generations of upgrades to say, yeah, this is good. I like what this has to offer. And it's not as much as a learning curve as it used to be.
Exactly. And even backing up a little bit further, when you think about smartphones as a whole, the first year or two, maybe even longer, of course, but actually, as I think about it, much longer, carriers tend to have or did do exclusive devices. So you would have something like, the
Razer.
The Razer. Samsung, when they did the Galaxy S devices, the first two generations, they each one had a different model, different name across the carriers. So it wasn't like you could just say, here's the S2. When the S3 came out and said, here, it's the same experience, same device across all four, that was a great thing.
Right.
And you didn't have to say, well, this is, the Samsung Galaxy S2, was it Epic Touch 4G or something that was the name?
Yeah.
I might be butchering that as I say it here, but that was, well, what is that? Well, that's the Galaxy S2. It's Sprint, and they have a keyboard. But none of the other devices have a keyboard. So, okay, so can I buy that phone for T-Mobile? No, you can't. But so the industry has changed. And as we look at what consumers have now, they've kind of streamlined. So now the Galaxy S is a flagship line. It's one device. Generally here in the US, it's the same across the board with maybe two or three variations. But it's more in terms of like how much storage do you want? How big of a screen do you want? Not, well, this has this processor, this one has a touchscreen, this one has a QWERTY keyboard, so.
Yeah, right.
It's a little bit easier to be a consumer, and now we're a decade into smartphones, and people look at that, and they are no longer kind of afraid of them, intimidated by them. Mm-hmm. They understand them more, so they can kind of buy based off of a brand or a track record or a recommendation.
Yeah.
and you no longer have like the Verizon exclusive Droid line.
Right.
So
you know, I think we're talking about this, but can you back up and kind of explain a little bit about what exactly is an unlocked phone?
Right.
What does that mean? We're really talking about all these different devices that were available, but so where do we get into this? What makes that phone unlocked?
Somewhere along the line, these manufacturers started to create the device so that you can buy it direct from them, or you can buy it to where it's not tied to that carrier. So Motorola will now sell its devices direct to consumer, but you can also get them from your carrier. You can go to, you know, Verizon and get a particular model of the G6, for instance, or the Moto Z3, Z3 Play. Some of those they may still stay exclusive to.
Yeah.
But that is the device you're buying from your carrier. The unlocked phone is a different thing that now we see consumers are a little bit more savvy and can understand. So you can say, well, you can buy the device direct. You can go to Motorola and say, I want this phone, and I don't want to be beholden to Verizon. I want to have this phone so that I can use it with AT&T. So right. An unlocked phone is something that works with a variety of service providers. It's not going to be tied to a contract, and it kind of gives you a lot of benefits, and we'll dive into some of those here. And as we talk about this, keep in mind too that this landscape has changed, and we're seeing more and more devices that, you know, the big things that we see on TV right now, the commercials for the Galaxy S10, we might see Samsung run a commercial for it. We might also see a T-Mobile commercial that talks about their network and why it's the best for this particular device, but it's the same phone.
Yeah.
And if you go through your carrier, then now you will, you know, maybe you can spread the payments out over 2 years and pay for that device. Or, you know, if you trade in, that carrier might give you a discount towards a new device if you trade in your old one. There's a lot of different things, but we're going to talk specifically about unlocked phones. Let's talk about the benefits of an unlocked phone. And for practical purposes, I'm going to refer to devices collectively, loosely, as ones that you buy direct from the manufacturer. And we'll talk at the end about where you can get them. But let's just say you're going to LG.com, Samsung.com, Motorola.com, and you're just buying your device direct as a consumer. And why you might want to do that. Now, a lot of our listeners may already listen to this and say, man, I know all this stuff.
Right.
But there are a lot of people who don't or may have heard a term, and I just kind of want to clear some of that stuff up. And this is kind of timeless. This isn't something that we have to get out there and say, this only matters in 2019. This is something that will matter whenever.
Yeah.
So assume you buy your device from Samsung, or why you might want to buy your device direct from a OEM. First thing is, you're not going to have any preloaded applications or games from the carrier. So if you bought a phone from, say, AT&T, open it up, you might find right away it's got all these little things, like maybe there's DirecTV app installed on there, or in the past there would be like Yellow Pages or games.
Gosh, and right. Or like the AT&T backup, AT&T directory, mm-hmm. AT&T contacts. I just actually, my mother-in-law's phone, she was using messages from mm-hmm. AT&T, and it kept wanting to do a backup through AT&T.
Yeah.
And she kept on getting annoyed, and you can't turn it off. Well, you can either sign up for it or not. So I downloaded Google Messages
right.
to get around it. But yeah, those are really frustrating for, you know, I should say, you know, kind of a normal, non-technical user to keep getting this messaging. You can't do anything about it.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is the carriers, if you get a device from them, they want you to stay with them. So they're mm-hmm. going to put these little things on their devices. And in the first few years of smartphones, and even still, you see a lot of overlap between things. They might have their own contacts or their own cloud storage or their own backup service. And a lot of that stuff is preloaded from the carrier that says, hey, use our message client. Well, then when you go to leave, you have to figure out how to export those messages, your contacts, where if you go out of the box, unlocked, a lot of that stuff is gone. You're not going to see games that are on there. It's just going to be what that manufacturer says. This is the experience.
Which is typically, arguably, the best experience.
Right. And that's going to have some overlap. You will see, you know, here's our version of what Contacts looks like. And it might be, here's our web browser. You know, this has Opera on it instead of Chrome or in addition to Chrome. So there may be a couple of things that you get with the device. Some of those you can disable, uninstall, but you have a little bit more control over the app experience.
Yeah.
So bloatware being one of those things, you just don't get typically when you buy an unlocked phone. You can also look at an unlocked phone as it's not tied to a carrier. It doesn't have a restriction in place on the bands for network support.
Right.
So you can hop from one carrier to another. And we'll jump over to this topic. It's kind of, before we go further, it might make more sense to say there are two types of unlocked phones. There's just generally unlocked, which tend to work on all GSM carriers. And here in the United States, that means AT&T, T-Mobile, and any other prepaid carrier or mobile virtual network operator that use the
networks.
So that could be Cricket, that could be Metro, could be Simple Mobile, TracFone, any of those, you know, that use their network for that. So if you have an unlocked GSM phone that you get from Motorola and say $150, you can hop from one carrier to the other. You just got to put the SIM card in there and you're good to go. The other type of unlocked phone is a universally unlocked or universal unlocked phone. This is going to work with GSM and CDMA.
Interesting.
And this is going to work with all your major carriers and pretty much most overseas carriers. The United States is one of the only places in the world that's going to use CDMA technology.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know, backing up to the other unlocked phones, if you have it and you use T-Mobile here in the U.S. and you go overseas and you've got your device, you can take your SIM card out and put in one for, you know, any carrier, no matter where you go. Largely overseas, those are all GSM. You don't even have to look at it and go, oh, I don't know if my phone works with that. Like, we've been doing things backwards or slow and or slow to adopt.
Right.
So a universally unlocked phone is CDMA and GSM compliant or supported.
I think, you know, with that, you know, talking about that international, I think that is a really attractive item for any of these unlocked phones, because really anywhere in the world, mm-hmm. other than the U.S., you're going to get the best experience.
Yeah.
And it's so easy then to travel with one of the unlocked phones, U.S.-based, it works great, and then all over the rest of the world, it's the standard. I mean, it's what's there. So, this really is a huge win if you're somebody who travels mm-hmm. internationally. It's almost like the go-to device, that, you know, to get.
Yep. And if you think about contracts, we're like one of the only countries in the world that was doing that. A lot of people overseas or internationally would basically laugh at us because you have to go to your carrier and then you got to buy from their small selection of devices, and then you are committing to a 2-year and, you know, relationship with this carrier, saying I'm going to stay with you as long as, you know, here's your rate plan, here's your device.
Yeah.
And now there was subsidy and there was, you know, that's a whole other conversation.
Right.
But when you have a universally unlocked phone, it basically says, you know, and there are some pretty inexpensive ones, and that it's hard to say the word cheap without making it sound like it's cheaply made.
Right.
But you could say, you know, wallet friendly, budget friendly, inexpensive, value. Affordable, value, right. So there are a bunch of universal unlocked devices. Motorola has some great ones in the mid-range. For most listeners, most people, your wife, your kids, your parents, if you're not a heavy gamer or heavy user, a lot of those devices on the mid-range are more than you need. It's you don't have to be an early adopter. You can get these things for like $150 wow. and have a device and say, which carrier do you want to go with?
And I think, you know, and by the end of 2019, Verizon should be fully over to GSM with that 4G LTE. I don't know which band they use off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But at least their backbone network will be finally GSM.
Yeah, that is maybe the universal, the concept of that may not be as important or as a differentiator in the future, but that's mm-hmm. something to keep in mind today. And as 5G changes, the technology, the towers, the support, that's something to kind of be aware of. One analogy or one metaphor that I can think of for buying an unlocked phone is kind of like the idea of when you buy your computer, you can go to the store and get a Samsung computer, an HP, a Dell,
mm-hmm.
and then you pick your internet provider. It'd be like, you know, this company offers me a better rate. This gives me what I want. They're not available where I live. Instead of saying, hey, I'm going to call Spectrum. What laptop works with you? Like, it's a backwards way of thinking.
It really is.
But that's kind of what the benefit of an unlocked thing is saying, it's mine. It's my choice. I get to decide where I want to go with that. So those are two, you know, universal and standard unlocked devices. So one of the benefits of having that is the ability to hop from one to the other. Somebody comes out with a rate plan that just sounds so much better than what you have, make the switch.
Right.
And as you mentioned, international travel. If you go overseas or head north of the border into Canada, down into Mexico, you have the ability to put a different SIM card in there. If you're going to be there extended period of time, put it in there and go with something that's maybe prepaid so that you can contact people or have data or whatever.
Yeah.
Another benefit of unlocked devices is that some of them, and it depends on the brand, will offer dual SIM support, which give you the ability to put two SIM cards in. So if you do travel, maybe part of your job requires that you go overseas, or if you have a second phone line that you want to use strictly for the weekends or to call, you can go with dual SIM support, put in two SIM cards, and then decide which one you want to use for, you know, for your needs for whatever time. You own the phone outright. That's another benefit of buying something unlocked, is you are not stuck with that carrier. You're not doing any type of equipment installation pricing. You're not spending, you know, $20 a month, $40 a month to pay for this thing. It's yours outright. It's yours.
Yep.
Now that kind of does go into the things to consider. You know, we'll talk about a couple more benefits, but that is one thing to consider. So remember that, owning it outright. It's a good option for a phone if you drop yours. You need something in a pinch. If you decide I'm going to spend the week at the beach and I don't want to take my nice, big, expensive phone.
Right.
You can go buy one. You can get unlocked phones for $100. That can be a great Band-Aid.
Throw your SIM in there. Use it for where you're going, while you're out.
Yeah. If you go.
That's a good idea.
If your kid drops their phone and maybe they did have something that was more expensive and mm-hmm. said, I'm not replacing it. You're responsible for replacing your own device.
Yeah.
Or I'm just not going to spend that kind of money today on a new phone. You can get an unlocked phone, put the SIM card in there and say, hey, here's your temporary fix. It's, I think a good way for people to kind of look at that is, you know, a cheap phone, again, going back to cheap, doesn't necessarily mean it's a generic phone. You're not obviously going to get the flagship features. You're not going to get the best camera, you know. So
it's going to work. You're going to be able to make calls. You're going to be able to get text messages. You can get on the web.
Right.
It's good enough.
Exactly. Right. So let's a couple things to consider. And these are, I wouldn't call them necessarily a drawback, but these are things that you should know about them. So it's not all 100% benefit, but there are some things to keep an eye on. Network compatibility. When you go to buy your unlocked phone, that's where you want to know, is it GSM or CDMA or both? You're not going to really find a CDMA unlocked phone, but if you have something that's just GSM, and you're thinking, I want to buy this phone that's unlocked and use it with Sprint, you're not, you know, that may not be the case. So check with your carrier, check with the phone manufacturer, ask questions, read up, look at it. A lot of times you can look at networks as, you know, what band they broadcast on, what the spectrum is. So you can kind of match that up and say, okay, yep, this is going to work for mine. This isn't going to work for my work phone. You know, so it depends on what your carrier is. Going back to owning the device outright, this is where you look at it. You also tend to buy the device outright instead of going to Sprint, T-Mobile, and saying, hey, I'm going to get the S10. It's only, you know, $40 a month for 2 years. A lot of people don't do that math in their head to figure out what that cost is.
Right.
You know, you're renting the own or purchasing over time. And you'll do that with, you know, 0% interest, but you may see, you be prepared for sticker shock. If you want to keep up with the latest and greatest, or if you want to get a phone that's, you know, I just need something in the mid-range, or I'm looking for something that's, you know, the latest, that S10 is a $1,000 phone, you know, or the S10 Plus or whatever. So the things that you're seeing on TV, the new stuff, it's expensive. And if you go get it outright or buy it unlocked, prepare for that. Now, if you put it on your own credit card, you can spread the payment out. If you go direct, sometimes you can, like Google Play Store or Google Store.
24
spread that stuff out over 2 years. So you can still buy an unlocked device and still, you know, spread the payments out if it's applicable or available through that source, retail source.
Right. You know, and another source, you know, there are online used stores to buy some of these devices from that you can sort by unlocked. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes doing something like that, you know, after a few months, when you look at the price going down, just kind of like a car, you know, you may say, man, maybe if I don't need this phone right now, if my phone is still pretty good and the functions or the features of the new phone's not that, you know, isn't that compelling, then maybe looking at some of the used unlocked phones is also a really good way of saving a little bit of money if that sticker shock is just a little too much. But you're like, boy, I like the idea of the unlocked phone. Back off the price a little bit, buying something used. And a lot of times they're, you know, they're certified buyers. I mean, there's what you can really check these folks out. But you still have the unlocked phone. It's still going to work really well. And, you know, it's definitely something else out there.
Well, if you ask yourself today, is the S9 any less capable than it was a month ago?
Right.
It's not. Or 2 months ago. Nothing's really happened in the smartphone space that the average user, their needs have changed. And let's just say that, you know, over time you start to, oh, I really like to play a lot of games on my phone. I'm going to get into like 3D shooting and I want to maybe use my phone as the, you know, a desktop mode where I can use this for productivity. As you start to change your needs, the hardware keeps pace better than you will. The S9 is more than capable. So when the S10 comes out, and I talk to people, local, you know, friends that'll say, okay, so the S10's out. Now I can buy the S9 because it's cheaper, because the price dropped. So that doesn't mean the phone's any less. It just, it's the budget for people.
Right.
So you can still get the S9 and you can find that unlocked or find it used, as you said, and that phone is still just as capable. Right. And a lot of people, I mean, they're not going to sell it if it's scratched up and beat up or whatever.
Right.
So you can find some very good condition, very nice devices unlocked that, you know, this doesn't – unlocked doesn't mean brand new direct to consumer. This is just a term that says, yep, this phone's 3 years old. It's unlocked. I can use it, and it suits my needs.
Yeah.
One other thing to consider is the carriers are doing different things in terms of network as they grow them. Particularly 5G, that stuff hasn't really, you know, established itself. We have no idea where some of these things are going to be a year from now in terms of network speeds, compatibility, what type of what spectrum that they're broadcasting on. So when you buy a device today, or if you are buying a used one, you may see that a carrier may change its network a little bit and say, we now use this spectrum in this market, or because we've moved to 5G, your old 4G phone, it may not work. The network may be a lesser experience. So we're in a transitional period now where the stuff that you are buying, especially if it's a little bit older, may not quite be as appealing a year from now. So just keep that in mind. You have any other questions as to...
No, I think, I guess the one thing is if I'm really looking for compatibility and I see maybe one of these dual SIM phones, mm-hmm. I mean, is that going to give me better compatibility, or why would I want one of those dual SIM devices? What would that give me?
So if you have a second line, if you wanted to, you know, put one in just for travel, I have my nephew or in-law is overseas for a few months. His phone wasn't paid off completely through his carrier, so it wasn't unlocked. And he also didn't really want to take that phone because it's kind of a really nice phone. And he's basically doing the whole backpacking through Europe type thing.
Gotcha.
And so he went with an unlocked phone, and it has dual SIM. So he just throws in the SIM card, and he has something that, you know, generally he tries to connect to Wi-Fi wherever he can, so he's not using it.
Yeah.
He'll prepay, you know, get a SIM card in there with so much data per month. But it's a little bit of flexibility so that if he hops back and forth between countries, carriers.
He can have two different carriers mm-hmm. on one phone, so that way he can have a little bit better, I guess, like pricing for wherever he is, or maybe coverage depending on which mm-hmm. country he's in.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so there's, you know, for me here, I don't have any reason to do that. But you may find that, you know, just a basic SIM for calls works just fine. But if you want something that's got data, you know, maybe a different plan, switch over to the data and use that through the secondary SIM, or make that your primary SIM or whatever. So that's unlocked.
Cool. I like it.
John, do you have any idea where you would go if you wanted to buy one of these? I mean, I know you do.
Yeah.
But
I know that I could go right. I know Google. If I want a Pixel, I can go to Google site.
Right.
I know that there's probably some other carriers or stores. Most of the ones I've seen is directly from the manufacturer's site. That would be my first guess. It's just going to Motorola or Samsung, HTC, and just getting it right from their site.
And that's right. That's where a lot of those are. But you can also find that as these are getting more and more popular, you can get them at, you can go to Amazon. You can get them at Walmart, Target, B&H Photo Video. A lot of those, as you said, you can sort by unlocked. So if you go to Target, you can actually find some. Now, your selection might be completely different from one place to the other. And that doesn't necessarily mean you'll find them in the brick and mortar stores, but you can find them available through different carriers. And because a lot of those places, they act as kind of like an indirect sales, like cell phone company.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go there in the back of Target, you'll see that they've got all these different phones that are, you know, available through different carriers. Sometimes you'll find some of those unlocked phones there. And I do know that Best Buy, you know, they've got a really big push on mobile. They even did the Best Buy mobile stores, but that's where you can go get a lot of those unlocked phones. I don't know how much they're really pushing those. I'd like to stop by my local one and just
kind of see. That would be interesting to really hear if they're carrying those in store.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting to see how they would pitch it, or if they would even bring it up.
Right. And, you know, there's obviously all the big name brands, but like one of the ones that we've reviewed plenty of times here is Blue, BLU.
Oh, yeah.
They offer those at Best Buy. So I don't know. I'd be curious to see some statistics as to how many unlocked devices, or do people come in there and say, hey, I'm with AT&T, I need a new phone, and then just show them the AT&T phones? Or do they say, hey, here's an unlocked one if you want to put it on your Best Buy card and then finance it that way, or same as cash. Like, that opens up other opportunities for them in store and something else to consider as a consumer. You know, again, if that phone is $1,000 or $800 and you want to spread that out, maybe at the time, you know, you might qualify for 24 months same as cash or 3 years same as cash, depending on the purchase. So they're around. You can find them at a lot of places. So it, unlocked phones, they've kind of gotten a little bit more prevalent over the last few years, and I think we'll continue to see those over the next few years. And I think people are starting to, you know, like with the Nexus line, the Pixel line, once people try one of those or get into one of those and they're satisfied with it, they tend to go back to it. So I think it's kind of a snowball effect. Yeah. If you've got an unlocked phone, you probably don't want to go to a carrier for the next one.
Agreed.
So I have a Pixel. I've used the Pixel line for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. And most of the phones that I've ever reviewed, I tend to carry around the unlocked ones just for that freedom. Even though I've reviewed plenty of great, compelling devices that are tied to a carrier, I like the freedom that says, nope, my family, we're switching from this carrier to that carrier. I don't have to worry about phone.
Right.
So
it's so true. And even some of the manufacturer bloatware is there, but which is another, you know, that's a Pixel thing, but it is so true. Like when you look at all that stuff that comes from a vendor, from a carrier, it is hard to then look at those phones again, like, oh my gosh, I have to get rid of all this junk. Yeah. And some of it you can't remove. And it's just, it kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Like, right. It's like once you're kind of on that unlocked where you have, you know, your own control of your device, it's really hard to go back.
Yeah. And I think that as the younger generation of users, as they get older, and that's just what they know, I think that I can't forecast how long it might be, but I feel like in the future, it will just look back and go, why did we ever buy the phones from our carrier? Why did we ever have to go with that selection of maybe 15 devices? In the past, it was even more restrictive. But to look at it and go, man, there are like 20 different phones out there that I'm interested in right now, and I can pick and choose which one I want and then decide which carrier I want, instead of saying, well, we're on Verizon, so what are they going to pitch? You know, what are they preferential to, and why are they selling me these? Or you know, so that is unlocked smartphones, John.
Cool, I like it.
So if you're listening and you have questions about unlocked phones or anything else that we've ever discussed here on the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at podcast@androidguys.com. If you have feedback about anything that we do here, good, bad, indifferent, constructive criticism, personal insight, feel free to reach out. If this was your first time listening to the podcast, thanks for checking us out. I appreciate that. You can find us pretty much everywhere. I'm not going to run down the list, but if you found our podcast, subscribe to us wherever you are. And if you can share the word, tell your friends and family about it. If you think that we're informative, informational, fun, informal, it's something that you think we're enjoyable, please let somebody know. We would appreciate that. So that's going to wrap up today's episode. For John, this is Scott. Have a great day.